The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
It is a Thursday edition of the Business News Hour, and with us in studio is Stephanie Wright. Stephanie, who spells her first name with an F. Very interesting. We'll have to ask about that here in just a minute. We're going to be talking softball and girls and West Des Moines and all kinds of stuff that we really like. Stephanie, welcome to the Business News Hour. We engaged your husband just last week.
Yes, you did. Yep, Jason Wright. Yep.
Jason Wright, the comic book artist and writer and publisher.
Yep, that's him.
Good stuff. And now we get to do the better side of the Wright family.
Yes, I'll take it.
Oh, there you go. All right, so tell us, what are we talking about? What's going on with softball?
Well, I'm just here basically to get the word out about our recreational program, about some updates we're doing to our fields, some charity items that we've been doing, and then just how we treat volunteers and how we would love more.
I imagine.
And things like that.
So how many girls take part in this program?
Well, recreation softball, last year was our record year, and we had over 406,
really?
Maybe 408. Yeah, and it's from grades preschool to 10th grade. So it's a huge array of girls, and just because it's West Des Moines doesn't mean that that's all we take. So for recreation softball, you can be from anywhere.
And so they have multiple teams.
Yes.
By age group, right?
Yes, by age group. And at the end of the rec season, you actually play a little tournament against each other.
Yeah.
So it kind of gives you a little feel on how tournament ball could be, because we also offer tournament teams you try out for in June, and then you make them or you don't, and then you play tournament ball for the rest of the year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So 400 young girls taking part in this. Wow. That's a lot of people. What consumes most of your time as you're working with all these people and all the board and all this stuff?
Yeah, no, I actually coach a rec team. I also coach a tournament team, and then I'm the communications coordinator for the board. So it's actually quite a bit, and you'll see all of our board members out at 5 in the morning on a rain day trying to get all that water off those fields just so we can make sure that they can play, and you'll see us there until 9:30 at night till the last game is done and everyone is left. And so it's a commitment, but we all love it.
For full disclosure, I have to tell you folks that my granddaughter, Jovi, plays on one of these teams. And that's kind of how we got hooked up with Stephanie. And so I've been to several of the games, and it's just such a good time. I mean, the parents get all involved, and they're screaming and hollering and jumping up and down. And, you know, and the sportsmanship is pretty outstanding as well. So good on you guys that are doing this.
Thank you.
So you mentioned something about a board. Wow, what's that about?
We have a volunteer board so that things can be ran correctly. We have a president, we have an executive committee, and then we just have other people who fill different roles. Like I said, I did the communications. And like I said, it's purely volunteer. But since we're a nonprofit, we just we want to be there. So that's why the board formed.
Mm-hmm.
And we form all of the tournaments. We set up the entire rec season schedules. We handle the umpires. We handle the concession stands, anything that you could just imagine going
so
on in
the
ballpark.
Concession stands too?
We have a couple ladies who come every time, but
really?
We also use silver cord people from Valley or anywhere to come as well. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all
set up. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you, the snack bar in some of these places is really good. It's some good stuff there. I can speak from experience. As you do this, how long is a board term, or how many people are on your board?
You can stay as long as you want.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Now we have, I would say, upwards of 30.
30
on
people.
The board, yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is pretty big, but we all have daughters in the program or have had daughters in the program. There's some people who had them and they moved out, and now they're still on the board, so they just love the system, yeah.
And at the end of the day, what are you hoping to provide to these young ladies in the way of exercise, in the way of getting out there, sportsmanship, understanding the game? What are you hoping to provide?
Kind of everything you can think of. Not only do we want to teach them the sport of softball, but we want to teach them how to bond with teammates and how to be a good sport. And you know, the safety and the emotional well-being of actually playing the sport and learning to be a teammate. There's just so much stuff involved in there. Our coaches are held to pretty high standards. They're background checked, and they have to be, even the assistant is also background checked, because we want them to be good people too, and we want them to be able to show our girls what it's like to just be a good person. Sure. And play a sport and make best friends.
Yeah, talk is cheap. Show me what you
Yes, exactly.
You mentioned something about non-for-profit charity. What's that about?
Yeah, so our money, I mean, obviously you have to pay to play for the team or whatever, but we don't, it's not income. We put it back into the fields. Right now we just fixed a field, so a brand new field was done in this fall. We want to do our other five fields as well. We're putting up some fencing screens in that say Tiger Nation on them. We want to do some sunshades. I mean, there's so many things we want to do to increase this park, because we not only
experience, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're there for the rec season, but we host so many tournaments for the tournament season. We also loan our fields out to the Kids Living Brave, which is the charity to help kids with cancer. They have a tournament every year, and we loan our fields to them so that they can use those people, and we give them the excess money that we make from the concessions.
Now, when you're talking about fields, mm-hmm. you said fields. Where are your fields?
They are at Holiday Park. It's right off of E.P. True Railroad area in West Des Moines.
Oh, yeah, sure. I've been there. Yeah.
Yep. And yeah, so the new field's amazing, but it's a lot of money to do a field.
And you've got lights too, right?
Yes, we have got lights on there. We've got scoreboards. We're trying to get lights and scoreboards on one of the other fields so we can use it for older kids' games and not just the younger kids. But yeah, we put a lot of our money back into our system.
So how does the city of West Des Moines, do they support any of this at all, or are you guys on your own?
No, we definitely get... I believe it's called a hotel grant, but I can't remember the exact wording of it. They do definitely provide some help in certain ways. And we also write grants towards things like the Prairie Meadows grant that's out there right now. And so we try to get other money as well to be able to put towards it.
Wow. How many games in a year?
Well, if you're in rec, it's only like 10 to 12 from April to June. But if you're in tournament, I mean, this fall we played 30. So we'll probably play 7 to 9 tournaments this spring and summer, which is about 5 games each. So if you think of that, it's almost, you know, 4
I know we
games.
Were going to games all the time. And of course, what's really cool about this is that these young ladies that are playing, from young people all the way up to, what did you say, 10th grade?
10th grade, yep.
Are really encouraged by the family members that attend. You know, that's really important to
them.
Oh,
yeah. It's one big family. I mean, my littlest kids hang out with everyone else's parents, mm-hmm. because I'm usually coaching, and I trust them beyond measure because it's just one big family.
How can we help you? Obviously, getting the word out that you exist. do you still have openings for people that would like
yes.
to play?
Yes. Yeah. So registration just opened January 1st. It is early bird until February 12th, and it's just $20 off. And then it's closing on the 28th because we have to make teams in March.
How much does it cost to get in?
It depends what level you're in, but you can go to WDMsoftball.org, and you can find all the stuff on that website as well.
And we will have links, ladies and gentlemen, to all of that on our radio blog as well. Best thing about doing what you're doing is what?
So I was a softball player myself. I played all through college and won national championship.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and just seeing these girls fall in love with the sport makes me literally want to cry every time I see it, of happiness. You know, just, I know how much I loved it, so to watch them love it, it's just like, oh, I'm doing something right.
Who'd you play for?
Central College in Pella.
In Pella?
Yeah, yeah. Winningest coach in the nation,
yeah,
George
there
Weyers.
There you go.
Yep. D3.
Alma mater there.
Nice. So, yep.
Tyler's, yeah, he's proudly over there. What's the Dutch?
Yeah, the Dutch. Yeah.
If you ain't Dutch, you ain't much.
That's exactly the slogan.
Yeah, we got that down.
Yeah.
All right, Stephanie, thank you so much for coming in and doing this. I really appreciate
thank
this.
You very
we'll
much.
Have links for all this up on the radio blog as well. Her name is Stephanie Wright. We've been talking about the West Des Moines program for softball girls from age 5 to 10th grade. So, Big spread.
Yes, it is. Want to offer it to everybody.
I don't blame you. And you don't have to live in West Des Moines to be part of this.
Not for rec season, no. Nope.
There you go. So, hey, you're in, folks. Thanks again for doing this.
Thank you.
All right, we've got to back on out of here. It is now time for us to leave. We will be back, God willing, again tomorrow at 5 o'clock with more of the Business News Hour. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, you heard from Kim Greth earlier in the program. She was talking about her the backstory of what she does with Tarot International and Stephanie Wright right now in the News Hour talking about softball. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer who twists the dials and makes sure that you get this on the radio and on the podcast each and every day. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood is the brand manager for the radio station. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. Jeff Delvaux, well, he's the big shot. He's the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett for the Business News Hour. Until tomorrow, be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.